These are challenging times for the Great Lakes, with climate change threatening their ecosystems. One local organization has been using art and celebration to increase public awareness and engagement. This Sunday, Milwaukee Water Commons will hold its 10th annual We Are Water celebration at McKinley Beach. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz brings us the story.
Melanie Arians is busy drilling small holes in many, many plastic bottle caps.
Oh, I can't even guess.
You don't want to think about it.
This is my box.
Whoa.
And then I even had like my mom and dad and my neighbors and my family and my coworkers all collecting bottle caps that they cleaned off.
The bottle caps will be part of homemade instruments for the We Are Water event Sunday.
They'll have made their little instruments. Pizza box drums and these little recycled bottle cap rattles.
Arians came on as Milwaukee Water Commons creative arts manager last year, but she's lent her talents to We Are Water from its inception.
I've always wanted to like get a whole bunch of like votive candles and make the shape of the Great Lakes right at the shoreline. So we went with it for our first We Are Water event, and yeah, here we are 10 years later still doing it.
This year, We Are Water is again creating a Great Lakes art piece on the beach, just with lots more candles. And new this year is a life-size lake sturgeon. Its core is cardboard, in celebration of the restoration of the ancient and long-threatened fish in Milwaukee's waters.
We're making a model of the state record sturgeon, so you can hold it and take your picture with, like, what would it look like if I was holding a state record sturgeon?
Brenda Coley says art has always been central to Milwaukee Water Commons outreach. Coley is co-executive director.
We know that in order to engage people around these issues, we have to engage them in several different ways. And art is a huge way to get people thinking about nature and about water in a different way.
She knows from her own experience. Before being recruited, Coley had long focused on equity and health disparities.
I didn't know them. They knew me from my other work. So I had no idea what water was about.
But Coley found it doesn't take much to figure out its importance.
You know, really, the first time you put somebody in front of water, they get it. You know, that this is something that we need to steward. So, you know, it didn't take me long. After 2 or 3 months, I was fully in.
Coley says people of color bring something important to the environmental movement.
You can't be talking about the fish having clean water and people don't have clean drinking water. And those were the kinds of things we were advocating inside the movement and outside the movement. And that's what our presence did, was you cannot, drinking water is, clean drinking water is an environmental issue and an environmental justice issue.
Co-executive director Kirsten Shedd says Milwaukee Water Commons is part of a movement.
We have partners in the city that are doing great work around recreation and education and getting people back to the waters. And so it's not just us. And I think this movement in Milwaukee is strong and growing.
But I would say we are the catalyst for that.
That's Brenda Coley. She says Milwaukee Water Commons was formed around community input.
And I think that that's where our power lies, is in our community engagement. And I think our partners and institutions see that.
More than a dozen partners will be pitching in at Sunday's celebration, which, in addition to music and art, will feature local performance companies, Kothi and Panadanza. They'll be performing and leading attendees in dance. Kirsten Shedd says the goal is to focus on the we in We Are Water.
So that people just have lots of space to come and play on the beach with us, to be part of the art project, and to be part of making the festival environment that this is really going to be.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.